Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skinner moves to third. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Skinner scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Taylor fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Groat scores. Clemente moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson bunts and there's an error on the play. Dark moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morin moves to third. Noren moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemente strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Eddie pinch runs for Herb Noren. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Eddie trying to get to third. Skinner throws the ball into Hoke, who tags Eddie for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for Don Elston. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Dark moves to second. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Earl Averill. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.